When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
We are not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this here is a mini episode where we take your questions, your comments.
Your concerns.
Definitely your concerns. And we try to answer and address them to the best of our limited ability.
That's us.
We say that with kindness and love about ourselves.
Indeed.
But this is where we get to show you how not experts we are. Am I right, Dori?
Kate, when you're right, you're right.
When I'm right, you're right. That made no sense. Dori, if people want to call us, where can they reach us?
At 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Please note, we are not able to reply to every email, but we appreciate
and we read them all.
We do read them all. Thank you for that. Dori, first up, we've got a voicemail from a listener calling in about IKEA.
Let's hear it.
Because you chose to pronounce it with a Scandinavian vibe, and we sought confirmation on if you were accurate, and we have an answer. Are we ready?
Yes.
Hi there. My name is Margie. I am calling regarding your pronunciation of IKEA. I am an American. I live in Oregon. However, I was born and raised in Norway, and I speak fluent Norwegian. And I just wanted to let you know that the proper pronunciation of IKEA in Scandinavia is IKEA. The I sound is like an E sound here, so it's IKEA. At least that's how it's pronounced in Norwegian. I'm pretty sure it's pronounced the same in Swedish, but someone may correct me. I just wanted to call and let you know. Thank you very much. I love your show. Keep it up. Thanks. Bye.
So I was right. I said IKEA as a joke, and then I said I think it's IKEA.
And then you got it 100% correct.
So, you know.
Very cool.
Thanks.
Dori's gloating. There's just definitely a confident vibe.
There is a confident vibe on this side of the table.
Dori, we also received a lot of emails about what you should watch.
Mm-hmm.
And here was one that many people echoed. I had to write to tell you that it is, caps, never too late to watch Gilmore Girls. Never. It is an ideal maternity leave binge. My other maternity leave TV binge recommendation is Heart of Dixie with Rachel Bilson. It was on the CW years ago. It is terrible and wonderful at the same time. You won't regret it.
Well, thank you, listener. Noted.
Look, the Gilmore Girl fandom emailed us.
They sure did.
Yes.
And they came out in force.
Suggesting that I was wrong in saying it's too late for Gilmore Girls. So I just want to say you are probably right. It's never too late for Gilmore Girls. Get into that Star Hollow. Is that what it's called?
Stars Hollow?
Stars Hollow situation. Sammy knows because Sammy's a Gilmore Girls.
Sammy and Lane
stan.
Both gave me the nod.
Oh, and now Dory's husband has a, what is it? Swallows?
Stars Hollow.
Stars
That's
Hollow.
That's what I said.
I knew it was Connecticut. Do you want to jump into this podcast?
No, I mean, seriously, why haven't you watched Gilmore Girls? Right.
Okay, bye.
Dori's husband is now on Team Gilmore Girls. He has just waited.
He's been on Gilmore Guys twice, three times?
At least.
Yeah, he loves Gilmore Girls.
I was on Gilmore Guys, the podcast, once, and my general vibe was, I don't get it. So nothing's changed. I'm so sorry. And I want to apologize to, I have enjoyed watching what I have watched of Gilmore Girls. I just have never fully dug in.
Yeah. Well, Lane, it's too bad you weren't working for us when Keiko Ajena.
So cool. Keiko's amazing.
Sammy almost had a heart attack.
Yeah, Sammy. That was cool. I think actually what should happen is that I should give Gilmore Girls another chance and try to and really try to invest in watching the whole first season. I kind of just gave up halfway because I was like, why am I not? I liked it was fine.
Right. But you weren't like.
No, but sometimes when stuff gets hyped up so much, then you go into it with that expectation. Yes. So maybe I'll try again.
Okay.
You know, it's never too late. I do like that Carole King theme song.
How can you not like a Carole King theme song?
It has all the right cues for me.
It really does.
Okay. Anyway, moving on, Dory. You want to take this email?
Sure. I also, you know, I got some great, this is about hospital bags. We've also been talking about this on Excellent Adventure, and we got some great suggestions this week.
I love,
or I guess now this last week. So this is a great email too. Okay, one of my friends gave me a small toiletry bag with travel sized essentials that I could just stick right into my hospital bag. It was great because I didn't have to hunt down the basic hygiene essentials that I knew I'd want for my hospital stay: toothbrush, mini toothpaste, and deodorant, etc. But she also included some items that were really nice to have both during labor and after that a first timer like me wouldn't have thought of, like a hair tie or elastic headband, and most especially, chapstick. As I'm currently putting together one of these for another friend, it occurred to me that it's also like a great use for the little sample freebies that I have stashed for my Sephora orders, like the little shampoo and conditioner packets or a mini mascara. The mom-to-be might want to add her own makeup or other things, but having the basics all gathered up so that she can just toss it straight into the hospital bag is a fun and also extremely useful gift. And there's a Kate note here that says, also someone called in to say you should take everything from the hospital, which I want to second.
Yes. When you, after you give birth at the hospital, they are very like open to you. Like grabbing whatever.
I should
there.
Just take as many mesh undies as I can.
Take every pair of mesh underpants, maxi pads, diapers, what have you, wipes. Just, you know, go to town. But mesh underpants are the key. If you've not given birth in a hospital, one thing you might not know is that they give you mesh underpants to wear, which you then like will put a big ass maxi pad or a Depends.
Well, on. You know, I have mesh underpants because they give them to you when you have an egg retrieval.
Oh, shit. So you've already walked
I
that path.
I have already
path.
Experienced the mesh underpants.
They're
and
very
I,
comfortable.
And I stole a couple pairs. I have them.
Oh,
in
you're
my drawer.
More than prepared.
I'm ready. And, you know, I actually have a travel toiletry bag that I use when I travel.
Right. I've seen it.
Yeah. And so, and I have a separate one with, you know, toothbrush, toothpaste, et cetera. So what I do every time is I usually just open it up and there's usually like a couple things that I need to modify.
Oh gosh. You keep yours stocked at all times?
Oh yes.
Oh wow. That's so smart.
So I will probably just do the same thing with this.
I did not, my first child, short version of the story, I thought I was going to give birth in a birthing center, had to get an emergency C-section, ended up in the hospital, which is all in the same building. But I ended up there for like 3 or 4 days and hadn't brought like shampoo and conditioner or any of that stuff. I hadn't even thought about it. But my roommate in my hospital room had stuff. So when I could finally take a shower, it was like the most luxurious shower of my life. So I learned from that experience. And with my second daughter, I went to the Kiehl's store and I bought a bunch of tiny Kiehl's products.
Ooh,
to bring with me to the
treat
hospital.
Yourself.
So it was so that first shower after you give birth, it's like a luxury experience.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're kind of like bent over and
sure.
bleeding, but
well, you know, other than that,
it's delicious. It's taking a shower after you give birth is an amazing feeling. So
yeah, I got to start. Well, I think when I get back from my baby moon, I'm going to start packing my hospital bag.
Bring your own pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah, just get in there.
My friend who just gave birth said she brought 4 pillows.
I mean, why not?
2 for her husband.
Well, that can be necessary for your partner.
One of the voicemails we got on Excellent Adventure suggested that Matt pack his own hospital bag.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
A partner hospital bag should be emphasized. They
totally.
Need rest and relaxation too.
Yeah.
Little eye mask,
ooh,
earplugs.
Ooh.
Your white noise. Make sure you got the white noise app on your phone because they are coming in and out of that room at all times.
Oh, boy.
Check your blood pressure and all that jazz. So it's not a lot of resting. Just turn it into a self-care situation.
I can't wait.
I can't wait too.
Can't wait to be laboring with a face mask on.
can someone get me my sheet mask? Oh gosh.
Or I could do a clay mask.
Dory, I don't want to say I dare you to labor in a mask, but I like honestly want to see it happen.
I feel like this has come up in the Facebook group where someone talked about laboring whilst sheet masking.
I mean, truly.
I mean, I feel like until you get to like the really intense part of labor, like, why not?
Mine was intense. My first one was intense from almost the beginning. I had a bonkers labor. The second one was kind of a more gentle contractions were way more manageable. I was in pain, but I probably could have kind of sheet masked.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
Just throwing it out there.
The sheet mask labor challenge. Here's a question for all of us.
Okay.
Well, whoever wants to answer. I've never been a big fan of lipstick and I only wear it on a very special occasions, i.e. my wedding. However, I'm getting older and looking for a way to add some sheer color to my lips without the stickiness of lip gloss. I used to use a CoverGirl lip stain that has since been discontinued. Do you or other listeners have any recommendations for a good lip stain?
I like Bite.
I've not tried their lip stain.
I think their stuff is good, and they have a lot of different shades, and they're natural and cruelty free, et cetera, et cetera. And also, I don't know if they have this in other cities, but here in Los Angeles, there is a shop in Larchmont where you can
of the Bite brand.
The Bite brand has a shop where you can make your own lipstick.
Whoa, that is so cool.
I didn't know that existed. I don't think you can do it as a gloss or a stain, but you can make your own lipstick, which is very cool.
I have not had much luck with lip stains, which is why I thought this might be a good open up for the audience question. Because I tried the Maybelline 24-hour lip stain. I found it a little, it definitely stays on.
I'm not totally clear on what this person is asking.
Well, so I'm imagining it like a liquid, not the kind of like.
Yeah, but is she asking for a long lasting thing, or is she just asking for a gloss that's not sticky, essentially? Because if that's the case, like what about the Dior?
Oh, that stuff is very nice.
Yeah. But not sticky.
But they use the phrase lip stain twice.
They do.
I think they're looking for something that goes on.
But if it's sheer, like.
That's true.
I don't know.
You just want a pop of color. So if you're just looking for a pop of color and also want to stay hydrated and it's sheer, the Glossier Balm.com in cherry has a sheer red tint. They also have a rose that's nice, but that it's like,
oh, you just reminded me of a good option. Burt's Bees.
Oh, I love the Burt's Bees. The tinted chapstick.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're going to find a lip stain that's also sheer.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm not an expert in this area.
Yeah.
So this is why our lip stain sheer lip color expert listeners will have to weigh in.
Yeah, let's activate the lip stain army.
We're summoning you.
Okay.
But I really do love that Glossier Balm.com. Check it out.
All right, we're going to take a short break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, Dory, we talk to a lot of really fantastic, intelligent people on this podcast, but I don't know, maybe you're like us and you want to go even deeper.
I'd love to go deeper.
We like to go deep. And that's not only possible with today's sponsor, but also easy to accomplish on Masterclass. Every year I get really into the classes offered and the instructors offering them. Like, I'm all over the place with the things that I like on Masterclass. But this year I am very interested in the class Redefining Feminism, which is 14 lessons from Gloria Steinem.
Okay.
Now, they dissect issues women face in the U.S. and ways we can play a role in the feminist movement in our everyday lives. Look, I majored in women and gender studies in college. So this is right up my alley. But even if you didn't, even if you're like, this is the first time I'm hearing those words.
I would argue, especially if you didn't.
Yes. Get into it with Masterclass, because this is the year you can really learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Go from just talking about improving to actually doing the things you've been wanting to do with Masterclass. And it doesn't have to be redefining feminism with Gloria Steinem. It can be gardening in your own garden or your yard or patio. It can be learning to cook Indian food or designing a space that you love. Masterclass offers over 180 world-class instructors. So whether you want to master like negotiation with Chris Voss, or think like a boss with Martha Stewart, or maybe capture your vision through photography with Petra Collins, Masterclass has you covered. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
All right. So, Dory, We've got an interesting listener voicemail question about therapy.
Let's hear it.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Maggie from Portland, Oregon. I just am calling first of all, let you know I'm living my Forever 35 best life right now. I just came back from restorative yoga. I'm making some sleepy time tea. I just did my nightly face washing and cleansing and moisturizing and all the above.
Sounds
and
great.
Just loving it. But my question for you is, I am trying to get back into therapy, and it's been a little while since I've been doing it. And how to kind of not only shop around for a new therapist, but also how do you keep therapy focused on what's going on in your life now, and not necessarily digging up old stuff. I've had a lot of other things happen in my life. But right now I really want to focus on things that are going on and don't necessarily want to go through a lot of old traumas that I feel like I've actually done a pretty good job of dealing with and aren't really present in my life right now. So would love to hear what you guys have to say about that. If this is something you've already talked about, I'm still catching up on Forever 35. My friend just introduced it to me only a few months ago, so I'm listening to all of them in order. So if you've already covered it, I'm sorry. But thank you again for all you do. This your podcast and the community has been really wonderful for me. So thank you and have a great day.
Well, welcome.
Yeah.
Did you notice that both our voicemails were from people in Oregon?
Named Maggie.
And Margie.
Yeah.
Weird. I love it.
I think you can just keep it focused.
I think you like straight up say.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, like, yes, therapy is about doing the work and past traumas are a part of who you are now, but you're also paying your therapist.
Totally. And I feel like when you talk about what's going on today, the past traumas are inevitably going to come up in some way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like just connected to how you feel about stuff or your relationships with people. So, yeah.
I actually think when I went back to therapy this past year, I think I went into my therapist and I was like, look, my mom died. It's been trauma. It's been really hard. But I don't think that's necessarily what I want to be focusing on right now. Like, here's more what I'm hoping to get out of this or what I need to talk about.
I think that's great.
I think that's totally fine. How do you recommend, Dory, shopping for a therapist? You've been with your therapist for a while,
I
right?
I have. I mean, get recommendations from friends. Mm-hmm. Often, if you feel weird about going to the same therapist as a friend, I've asked my therapist for referrals for friends.
Totally.
And I think that's a good way to go. So I would start there.
So I'm afraid of confrontation. So recently I've really tried to work on when I'm like forming a new relationship with a therapist or a doctor saying like, I'm going to try this out and see how this works for me and make it clear, like, you're here testing the waters.
Yeah.
You're not like one session or two sessions does not mean you're now committed to that therapist for the next 10 years of your
totally.
Life.
I think it's great to be upfront like that.
Yeah. And if it's not working for you, just stop going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Break up with them. I broke up with a therapist and it was really scary. And I'm so glad I did.
I tried to find a therapist in LA and I briefly went to a woman who, after like three sessions, I was like, no, this is not working. But I sort of passive aggressively, well, this was not a lie. Like, she was too far away from me. And that was part of the reason why it was like especially annoying to go to her. But then her reaction to that was sort of weird, kind of implying that like, if I really wanted to do therapy, I would like make it work. And I was like, no, bye. Yeah.
I had a therapist, the one that I broke up with, who suggested it was because I didn't want to like touch my anger issues. And I was like, no, I actually just don't like you as a therapist.
Totally.
And that was a very uncomfortable conversation.
Yeah.
But it's good to have them.
Totally.
Anyway, good luck on your journey of finding a new therapist. And also finding a new therapist, it's kind of like dating. You might have a bunch that you don't jive with until you find the one that kind of works
for
you.
And that's fine.
Yeah, so keep at it. We have one more question, Dory.
We sure do.
Today I quit my corporate job of 9 years to pursue my dreams of becoming a dog groomer and business owner, and I am so fucking happy and so fucking terrified. Double F-bombs. I wanted to let you know how much your podcast has been helping me. That's so nice. Hearing the two of you and all the women you've interviewed who have done brave and scary things talk about how scary and hard and wonderful your lives have been has been massively helpful. I'll sneak in a question while I have your ear in case you read this. I'm a pretty frugal person to begin with, and I'm pretty confident I know how to continue with self-care while making less money during this transition. But one of the hardest things for me is going to be not using food as an emotional band-aid. Do you have any suggestions for how to stick to doing the things that are good for you when it's easier and quicker to shove more pasta and chocolate on top of all of the doubts? I mean, look, I'm kind of in a space where I think it's okay to partake in shoving pasta and chocolate on top of your doubts. I think like if you want to Google mindful eating to help you like take a deep breath and determine if you're hungry, really hungry or actually stressed, like you could research that. But I also think like if you want to buy yourself a nice piece of chocolate and nibble on it, go for it.
Yeah. That was like exactly what I was going to say.
Was it?
Yeah.
Are we on the same page?
I think we are. The same page.
The same page.
I think I have nothing to add to that, Kate.
I do think like using food as an emotionally, there can be ways to do that that I think serve you and don't serve you. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, not to just keep talking about intuitive eating and the book and the workbook, which is, you know, as you might know what I'm doing, but it's really helping me kind of determine how I do use food when I'm stressed or emotional or trying to numb myself, and how to determine like when I'm actually hungry. So,
but I think to the extent that you can avoid like pathologizing,
there we go,
the way that you approach food and eating just in general, and avoiding thinking foods are bad or good, is just the best way to go.
Yes, because I have learned like the more you deny yourself something and put a label on it as bad, the mm-hmm. more it's going to consume you. Mm-hmm. So maybe allowing yourself to give yourself permission to eat these things, and to also just kind of look at how you're feeling and when it's emotional. And
yeah, check in with yourself.
Check in with yourself. Well, Dory.
Yes.
We're here.
We are.
The end of the journey of this mini episode.
Of this mini episode, which is getting published on April Fool's Day.
None of this is a prank, though. No. This is all real.
It's very serious.
We will not be partaking in any sort of tomfoolery.
No, we will not.
Nope. Nope.
Not us.
Not Dory and Kate. But we will say thank you so much for listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it. And we will talk to you next week.
Bye.